The Pavilion Bar on Belfast's Ormore Road. Decked out with cobwebs, ghosts and ghouls in preparation for Halloween. But last night, Republic of Ireland fans were eagerly waiting for a Martin O'Neill trick or a James McLean treat. A win over Wales was all that would secure a playoff and a chance for next year's World Cup. But could they do it?
It'll be tight. You know, I hope that they win. Obviously, a win is required, and you know it'll be a tough game, but it should be an enjoyable game.
Yeah, I think they've got a good chance. It just depends on what they do on the night. Again, with Ireland, you're always not really sure what they're going to do. So hopefully they get a good result.
I think they've a decent chance tonight. They need to improve on their most recent performances, though.
I'm looking forward to a good game. I think both teams, both missing key players, Stephen Long and Gareth Bale, so ultimate prize to play for. So it's as good as a cup final.
The Welsh, who started the game 1 point above the Republic, dominated the early stages.
But it's going to be a corner for Wales. They win the first corner of the game.
But the Irish grew in confidence. And at half-time, hopes remained high.
Probably went as expected. Nobody's going to make that many chances in this game. And all it takes is one chance, and it'll go either way.
I think it's even Stevens, isn't it, really? Although Wales have had most of the possession, the Republic hopefully will make a better game out of it the second half, because they haven't turned up.
Very good, very good. I suppose 0-0 is as good as we can expect at the minute. I'd like to see a couple of goals, as we all would like. So let's all go to Russia.
No, I thought it was good. I thought that Wales started stronger than Ireland, but then Ireland got back into it. I think Joe Allen done off. It was great for Ireland. He's one of their better players. So I think it was much more even at the end of the half.
And it is Wales who are going to kick off in the second half, playing from right to left then towards
and then,
the
in the 57th minute, this
it
happens.
Runs across to James McLean! And James McLean! The vicious white-footed volley from 10 yards. It flies beyond Wayne Hersey. Irish delight all around the Welsh capital. It's Wales 0, Republic of Ireland 1.
But from the deafening roar came the anxious wait as punters watched the clock tick down minute by minute, second by second. And then, relief.
The referee will blow the full-time whistle. And Irish eyes are still smiling. On the road to Russia, the Republic of Ireland are still in the competition.
May not be the prettiest game in the world. We may not have the best playmakers, but that was just big hearts, the biggest hearts in Europe tonight. I think the players threw their bodies in front of every single challenge, fought for every single ball, and can't fault them.
Fantastic goal. The last 10 minutes were very, very, very difficult to watch. Great result, great result. They deserved it.
Absolutely fantastic. Can't believe we did it. Another night out, hopefully another couple of nights out, and hopefully a summer out next year.
I thought it was great. So, you know, they just threw themselves in front of it. It was hearts on shirt stuff at the time. Nail-biting, absolutely nail-biting. Nerves shattered, but we're through.
Very happy, fantastic result for Ireland. I'm going to feel a bit sorry for Wales, but you know, we had to hang on there and we hung on well, and it's great to see both Irish teams now in the qualifications, so you can't be happier than that.